If you'd like to support us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. This is the beginning of a series, which I call the Operation of the Spirit. If we can go through step by step of all the different operations of the Holy Spirit, then it may give you a greater grasp on what we're supposed to walk in. And we'll be talking about how that the Word of God is the baseline for everything, that it is the operational manual of operating in the Spirit. We'll find that there are different protocols and different operations, but they all come from the Word of God. The Word of God is our baseline. It is our operating manual in every way. All of the operations of the Holy Spirit always come from the manual, which is the Bible. And if we leave that baseline of the Bible, then we step out into very, very dangerous and shaky ground. So the first thing that we need to know is the Bible. It's very important to understand the Bible and its functionality and what it actually is trying to get across to man. Then there's the operation of the Holy Spirit, which is inside you. You are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you operate within that functionality. But the Word of God is our anchor. It's always been our anchor. If we drift away from that, we become dysfunctional. We become, we move into realms that are not of God, that are of the enemy. And the enemy operates outside the perimeter of the Word of God. The enemy operates in a lie, a deception. And if the enemy can get us outside of the Word of God, then he can do us like a dinner. And we don't want to be taken and snared by the enemy that way. So it's important for us to have the Word of God as our anchor and to be operational within the Holy Spirit. So the operation of the kingdom of God is not in a natural way. It doesn't operate in our own natural thinking. I'll just clarify that. God doesn't do anything outside of our natural realm. He uses all of the aspects. God got mud, right, and he mixed it together. He didn't just go click his fingers and Adam was there. He got mud and he formed it. Jesus got mud and spat into it. And he used that to form the eyes in the blind man. Jesus didn't flick his fingers and make some special word or do a little dance, and then there was 5,000 people fed by loaves and fishes. No, he got what was there, and he blessed it, and he used that. So God uses the resources of this world to do the stuff of this world. Now, our natural thinking or our limited understanding, sometimes there is a lot more resources than we know that God can utilize. God has chosen to use the resources of this world, the functionality of this world, to create things from what it is. So people are on the earth, and they use the resources of the earth to build ships, planes, cars, rockets, submarines, bullets, grow food, house people. They don't go and get the stuff from outside the earth. They don't go and mine the moon. They don't go and mine Mars. Now, I'm not talking about the sun, giving us heat and all of those things. I'm trying to give you a concept, okay? Because this world is governed, it's tides by the moon. The tides are all governed by the phases of the moon and the pull of the moon. So you can go outside that whole thing and say, but you can't use that analogy. But God uses the whole of the universe to make and to create everything that we see. So I'm just using an analogy. So things don't just come from nothing. They come from something. And God has created that something to use to reform it and shape it, reconfigure it so that we can use it. And the Holy Spirit is the one that has dominance over everything. It is the regenerator. Jesus said that the worlds were created by his word. So that's Mars and the Milky Way and everything else on Earth was all created by his word. Okay, so all of this creation God uses, and all the functionality, all of the resources of it. So, you know, Jesus walked on water. How did he do that? Well, he must have used some sort of anti-gravity thing. I don't know. Okay, maybe angels stepped out and held their hands as he walked over their hands. I don't know. But he used a resource of this world. It wasn't magic. It wasn't something outside of the realm of this existence. It was something within that. Now, if we have the Holy Spirit inside us, we have access to everything that God has. Now, there are three types of wisdom, basically. There's the wisdom that comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Wisdom is man's wisdom that he uses. Some of it's good and some of it's bad. There's the knowledge or the wisdom that Solomon received from God to rule the nations and to build an empire. That's a truly good functional wisdom. But there's another wisdom which I'm more interested in, and that's the wisdom of God that he used to create and hold everything together. And how he, by wisdom, formed the earth, formed the universe by the word, and how the function of that wisdom can get me far greater than what Solomon walked in. Jesus walked in that wisdom. He walked in a creative wisdom. Solomon never fed 5,000 people on some bread and fishes. Solomon never walked on water. All of these things. Solomon never walked in creative miracles. He didn't bring people back to life. You know, we had Elijah and all these other people who tapped into that resource, that wisdom. But Jesus was the personification. He was the apex, the top of the food chain when it comes to operating in that type of wisdom. And the good part about it is, this is the most fascinating part, is Jesus wants us to walk in that wisdom. He wants us to walk in kingdom wisdom. He wants us to walk in the kingdom of God, the transformation of a soul and then the environment around us. Right? And that is all transformed not by hocus pocus, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is inside us. So we can become two types of people. We become religious thinking people. And religion in its lowest form would be Christianity without power. Okay? So that's Christianity without God wisdom, without creative kingdom God power. That's the Christianity that when a pastor builds stained glass windows to put in the window frames of the church, because they don't have overhead projectors, they don't have internet, they didn't have even lots of books. So the pastor would use those stained glass windows to build a framework of conversation about the kingdom of God. He would say, look at that. And it might depict the resurrection, or might depict the cross scene. And the pastor would talk about Jesus on the cross. So every person that went in that church and looked up at that stained glass window, they were reminded of what the pastor was talking about. They were teaching aids. They weren't religious artifacts. They were teaching aids. But later on, after people lost connection with the Holy Spirit to teach them and connect them, then they become no longer teaching aids, they became religious artifacts. And so man, without the power of the kingdom of God behind him, as born-again Christians, we want to stay away from that stuff. We want to stay away from being disconnected from the Holy Spirit and then becoming religiously thinking. Most people start off who are so-called Christians, start off, or even other religions, start off with religious thinking. But through the administration of the Holy Spirit, we receive the true wisdom from God. We operate as the sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. We transform people's lives. And as Jesus fed the 5,000, as Jesus walked on water, as Jesus spoke into the wind and commanded it to stop, we have access to those things. Religious people don't have that. Religious people just have the form. They don't have the function. They have the pretty stained glass windows, but nothing else. You know, they have all of the different historical aspects, but they don't have a dynamic walking in the Holy Spirit, which transforms people's lives. So that's what I'm going to talk about in all its different aspects. I'm going to talk about the different parts of the kingdom of God and how it functions. I'm going to talk about how there's protocols. You know, when you go to London and you stand outside Buckingham Palace, you can't just waltz in. You actually have to be invited into the palace grounds. Or you have to join maybe a tour group of some sort. The same with Washington. You can't just rock up to the White House and just walk in. You have to be invited or get on some form of organized tour group. So there's form and function. There's protocol. When you go to the Queen, or you're in the presence of royalty, or with the President of the United States, you don't say, "How you going, Donald?" You say, "Mr. President." These are protocols. And when countries, when they meet together, they exchange gifts. These are protocols. And they mean something. They exchange gifts to say, "We're friends." Understanding all of those things in the kingdom of God, people need to understand the Word of God, and then they need to understand the operation of the kingdom of God. They need to understand the operation of the Holy Spirit. When they do that, they're able to walk in the kingdom of God effectively, without tripping over by the enemy and going out of the bounds of that functionality and that protocol, and getting caught up in the lies and deceptions of the enemy. A lot of Christians are doing that because they're not word-based. They don't have their grounding in the Word. They're not spirit-based. They don't have their functionality or their grounding in the Holy Spirit. At a lot of times have no discernment of which spirit they're being led by, whether it's the Holy Spirit or doctrines of demons. My job is to bring people into alignment with the kingdom of God by plugging them into the Holy Spirit, showing them how to stay plugged into the Holy Spirit, and how to operate through the functionality of the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit, and teaching them the Word of God. That all these things are important for stability. If you don't stay grounded in the Word of God, and if you don't walk in discernment, and you're not continually looking at Jesus through the Word of God and through the lens of the Holy Spirit, you will go off track, and you'll have to make effort to come back onto track. And it is hard work. It's hard work to abandon ideas and concepts that you believe to be true, and then all of a sudden they're not functional, and you know deep down they're not true. So you have to clean your heart up and have your heart functioning properly concerning the Word of God, concerning the kingdom of God. It's all about the heart. That's one of the functions, is that if you keep your heart clean, then everything else will run very smoothly. If you keep your heart clean, then you will actually be in a safe place. If you keep your heart clean towards the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, it will be very difficult for the enemy to get a foothold in your life. That's one of the major operations of the kingdom of God, is your heart. And from the functionality or the seat of your heart, you make all your decisions, all your true decisions. We are led primarily by our heart. And if we are fed lies and deceptions from the world to our heart, and they become the seat of our understanding, and they become the treasure that we have, they become the functionality of our life, then we'll be all over the place. So the Bible says, protect your heart with all diligence. The Bible says to guard the gates of your heart. So that's one functionality, and we have many, many, many to teach you about. So this is this series, we'll just keep going step by step and speaking about warfare, spiritual warfare, true spiritual warfare, true righteousness, true being led by the Holy Spirit in a true way, understanding the Word of God in its proper context. We'll be talking about functionality of building finances so that you can walk. We're going to be talking about health and how sickness works and how curses works and how witchcraft works. We're going to be talking about how to step into the miraculous through the Holy Spirit, standing on the Word of God, and even speaking to the weather, and the weather will obey you because you understand how the kingdom of God functions. You understand who you are in the kingdom of God. That's one of the major things we're going to teach, is who you truly are and the parameters you can operate within, right, through the kingdom of God. And that's what this series is all about. Okay, so we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.